Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 16th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 24. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Today's article, titled New DNA in Jesus, was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Chris had his blood retested 4 years after his life-saving bone marrow transplant. The donor's marrow had provided what was needed to cure him, but had left a surprise. The DNA in Chris's blood was that of his donor, not his own. It makes sense, really. The goal of the procedure was to replace the weakened blood with the donor's healthy blood. Yet even swabs of Chris's cheeks, lips, and tongue showed the donor's DNA. In some ways, he'd become someone else, though he retained his own memories, outward appearance, and some of his original DNA. Chris's experience bears a striking resemblance to what happens in the life of a person who receives salvation in Jesus. At the point of our spiritual transformation, when we trust in Jesus, we become a new creation. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus encouraged them to reveal that inward transformation, to put off their old self with its way of living, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, to be set apart for Christ. We don't need DNA swabs or blood tests to show that the transforming power of Jesus is alive within us. That inward reality should be evident in the way we engage with the world around us, revealing how we're kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave us. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for making me new and giving me a new life in you. Please help me to put off my old ways and put on your likeness. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.